Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it.
I am so excited. My guest today is Amber Manouze. I thought I'd ask her how to pronounce that properly. Anyway, owner of patent-pending Amazing Fitness Hoops. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and is happily married for 27 years and keeps busy with an 11-year-old son, 14-year-old daughter, all of them very active in all kinds of sports activity. For the past 7 years, Amber's personal mission has been on helping people see the importance of exercise and how it affects all levels of their lives. With her degree in family studies in gerontology, which is a study regarding our aging process, she knows just how much the choices we make in life, especially with regard to exercise, determine the quality of life we have as we age. Her story today will focus on her favorite fast, fun, and easy exercise, fitness hooping. So please welcome my sister, we're joined at the hoop, Miss Amber. How are you today?
I'm great, Gail. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. It is such a treat to have you on this call. And before we go any further, I want to share with our listeners how you and I actually came to know one and each other and became sisters.
Yes, please do.
Amber's been on this journey for a while, and our paths actually crossed when she came to the town that I live in with her wares at a event called Women's Fair. It happens every February here, and it's sort of like a women's shopping frenzy is what it's all about, and it's booths of purses and dresses, and you come around the corner, and here's this big booth with this lady standing there twirling these big fat hula hoops. And it's like, wow, what the heck? And so I'm walking by and I'm watching and she's encouraging people to come and try these hula hoops. And I'm thinking, oh no, I've tried my granddaughter's. That does not work for me anymore. So I kept walking by. So the second year I came walking by, I grabbed her flyer, very colorful flyer telling about these amazing fitness hoops. And I tucked that flyer away. And I would pull it out, and I'd look at it, and I'd tuck it away again. The next year rolls around. I still haven't done anything, except now I've made a promise to myself I'm going to get on the treadmill. I'm going to get healthy. I have an extra 10 pounds that just showed up overnight, and I'm going to just be healthy with it and not worry about losing the weight. I got on the treadmill on January, and about the end of February, early March, I started noticing my clothes were fitting differently. So I thought, wow, I'm going to reward myself. I'm going to finally buy one of those hula hoops. So I go online to Amber's website, according to the flyer, and I order this hula hoop set. It comes. I have my husband take a before picture of me. I take my measurements, and I start hooping. Well, if you've listened to my calls at all, most of you know that I've been in a greeting card business, and so I obviously took that picture and put it on a card and sent Amber a thank you, because when her box came, it looked like a big flat cardboard tabletop, and she had put a great big smiley on the outside and put a personal note in it. So I wanted to thank her. So Amber gets that, and what does Amber do? Amber, you picked up the phone and you called me.
Yeah,
when you got that card.
I was really impressed with that card.
So she called me and we started talking. And she was coming to town again very soon, so by the time she got to town, I'd had to take my waist measurements for a health screening, and I almost fell over. I had lost 5.5 inches off my waist. So that's why we're sisters at the hoop, because I am so blessed to have met her, and I wanted to have her tell her story about how all this came about, because she just didn't wake up one morning and go, oh man, I'm going to create these hula hoops. So Amber, tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to this, or did it find you?
Well, first of all, Gail, you always make me laugh, and it has been a pleasure meeting you. And I have to say, your expressions and just how you've, with your experience, has been one of my favorite to relate. So thank you so much for that card you sent.
I have it
on my desk, and I take it with me everywhere, and everyone gets such a kick out of looking at it. So, yes, we are sisters. Yes, well, I'll tell you what, Gail, with hooping, you know, I've always loved to exercise. And even from a young child, I had a vision of always wanting to stay healthy and fit. But I love to eat, too. So I would always go back and forth with those balances, you know. And so I was a runner. When I say was, I still do run, not as much as I used to. But I ran for 25 years, always trying to get that shape and figure I wanted and feel good. Well, running is a great cardio. But my core was always neglected. I just didn't understand what I needed to do to get rid of that excess pooch from children, you know, eating a little bit too much. And but in my mind, I thought I was trying hard enough. And sometimes I would get in this rut like I know a lot do. I'm just not one of those people that can lose it, you know.
Right.
So I was in this place drinking a health drink, and I read a paper describing the benefits of fitness hooping. And I actually, when I read all of the things it said, such as shapes the waist, builds core strength, sculpts the thighs and buttocks, relieves stress, releases endorphins, enhances dexterity, you know, and just on, I started laughing, especially when it said, lose 2 to 4 inches the first month, pooping only 10 minutes a day.
Wow.
I laughed. I started laughing. Yes. I was by myself, not eating with anyone or anything. So this lady that worked at this place, she saw me laughing as I was reading this flyer because she had had them laid down there, and she goes, it's not funny. It really does work. I said, well, first of all, it is funny to me because I can't even hula hoop. I can't hoop. So
yep.
I won't be able to do it. But how could that little movement that I've envisioned just children always having fun with, just, you know, fun, not so much an exercise. I never really mentally thought of it that way. And I was always frustrated at the kids that could do it because I never could. And so she says, really, these are not your normal hula hoops. Their fitness hoops, go over there and try it. This lady, you know, right over here in this place, give it a try. Well, I gave it, I said, I have 5 minutes to get my children from school, and I don't know what possessed me, but I went over there and tried it. I gave it a good swing around, and you know what, Gail? It never dropped. Not my first swing around, it never dropped. And guess what? I never stopped. I got on a mission. I was like, this is amazing. And that's why I call them amazing fitness hoops, because that's what everybody says. There's a lot of people are like you, Gail. They'll see it and think about it. And you're not alone when it takes a couple of years for it to sink in before you actually go for it and do it. And
yeah.
Because you might be like me thinking, I can't hoop. And if I could, it's certainly not going to give me the benefits that it's saying it will.
Exactly. So, I didn't think I even had a waist.
Yeah, and you know what? Do you know how many people walked past me and said, core? What's that? I don't have that. Mine's long gone, or I can't hoop. I'm not even going to try it. But because of my experience, here I'm 40, you know, and I'm finally learning that I can hoop. Well, let me tell you, I hooped almost every day. I'll be honest. I tell people, you know, the goal is about 5 to 6 days a week. But that first month, because I never could hoop,
right,
I thought, I'm going to do this every day for 10 minutes. And I did. And I could not believe what happened. In 1 month, it transformed my core. My abs became rock hard. And honestly and truly, I wore a bikini for the first time, meaning out, and felt good about it that summer. And I was like, here I'm in my 40s. This is just amazing to me. So what I did, Gail, is I decided to do a little experiment. So, because everyone was saying, what are you doing? So I got 7 neighbors on my street to try it.
Oh,
and
man.
Each one of them had their own unique experience. And, like, for instance, Leah, my neighbor, she had 4 boys, and they were 10 and under. So she was like, oh, my goodness, from having children. That first month, She dropped two pant sizes.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Two pant sizes. Now, Terry had five children, and she was the same age as me, and she hooped. And the 4 weeks to the day, she lost a total of 8 inches off her waist and thighs. So
yep.
she flipped out. Another neighbor, Marcia, she was 70. She just couldn't believe she could ever hoop again. And so she was having fun. She didn't even care what her testimony was. She just said, I'm hooping and having fun. It was just so, it just went on like that. Everyone explained in their own way how to do it. And since then, you know, I've had unbelievable testimonies from I've helped thousands of people hoop. And so, like, you know what? Some I just got was a mother and daughter that came up to me, and the daughter was 14, and her mom was in her 40s. They together have just lost over 100 pounds hooping.
Man, that's amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit. It's patent pending, because this wasn't the original hula hoop that you actually started with. You actually started using something else, and then you decided you needed a better product out there, and you created your own special version of this hula hoop. Isn't that right?
That's absolutely right. What happened was the one I used, someone had ordered from another state, and it was a hard hoop. And even though I loved it, it did hurt. That first week, I even got bruised, and everyone that was using them loved them, but they all said, oh, why do they have to, you know, feel so hard? You know, I wish there was a different way that we could do it where it wouldn't feel like it did. So I could not sleep. I'll never forget. I couldn't sleep one night. I'm like, okay, I'm going to pad these hoops. And so that next day I got up and started putting some things together and working on making one, a hoop. And now I have a patent pending on it, and it has been described by a representative from WAMO as the most comfortable hoop out there, and he calls it the Ferrari of all the fitness hoops. And Gil, I'm not one to brag or something, but I'm just going to say straight out, it is the most comfortable fitness hoop you'll ever use. I've tried all of the hoops. I've tried the hard ones. I've tried the segmented ones. I've tried the ones that have bumps in them. I've tried ones that aren't, you know, they say they're padded, but they're metal. And I just, there's no comparison. Ours are padded. The Amazing Fitness hoops are padded for comfort, weighted for results. And they have water in them. And
yep.
So they're welded shut. The water will not leak. So the centrifugal force, when you give it a good hard swing, if someone tells me they can't get the hoop going, it's because they're usually not throwing it hard and level, that first swing. And that mm-hmm. centrifugal force of the water helps it stabilize, where you're able to quickly get to hooping. And so if someone is exhausted and, like, hurting in the first 30 seconds to minute, they're not doing it right. Because once it's stabilized and you start moving, it'll stay there, but it is your core muscles that is getting it to keep going around.
Well, that's what's so interesting, is because when I talk to people, and I've shared this with a lot of people and sent many people to Amber because they've seen my results. I really never expected to see a waistline again. I have not had one for years. Now I'm buying pants that fit me everywhere except they're too big in the waist, which is an awful problem to have. I love safety pins. They take up that gap. But what people would say to me, well, I've never been able to do that. And so they'll demonstrate how they swing their hips. And I say, nope. That's really not it. It's a different movement than what you think. And with the heaviness of that and the centrifugal force, like Amber says, you throw that sucker, and oh my goodness, most anybody that tackles it and follows her instructions, which she has on a DVD that comes with her hula hoops, it is amazing how quickly you can get acclimated to do it. Now, I attended a class. Amber came here and did a 2-hour class, and one of my friends and I attended. Oh, my goodness. I do 15 minutes a day, Amber, but you really smoked me that day. I am, like, trying to keep up with her stuff. And at one point she says to me, Gail, now don't have a coronary on me. Don't stroke out, because I was trying to keep up with the contest she was doing. And she's squatting, and she's making us do these hula hoops and making us squat lower, lower, lower. And my body's going, and then my head started exploding. I'm thinking, okay, she's not even breaking a sweat up there, okay? So, but I did win the arm hula hoop contest, and I don't know how long you tortured us on that one. But she does have hula hoops for the arms as well, and the main thing is you got to do them all. You got to do the hula hoop arm pieces at the same time. My granddaughter thought it was hysterical when I was first doing them, and one hula hoop would fly off. So I said, okay, smart aleck. So she took the hula hoops, 15 years old, and it flew off on her. So not only is it very refreshing exercise, it's great entertainment as well.
It really is. You know how many people just buy them for their parties and their, you know, different events they have, because it's just, it is a really fun thing to do. I just went to an event last week, and we have a football team here called the Oklahoma Thunder, and you should have seen these buff football guys out there hooping. And I love it, because that's what people don't realize. It really is for all ages and fitness levels, because you can take it to any level you want. And so what you were saying, when I came and visited, we did a two-hour class. Well, that was to just show you all the different things you could do, because you can take it to any level you want. But the benefits, the testimonies we were talking about, and the one, your own personal one, really came from just hooping so many minutes, you know, a day,
exactly,
per week, you know. And so you don't have to go to that extreme, but we have different people who have different, like I said, fitness abilities and motivation they want to do. And so you can do so many things with the hoop. And fitness hooping, you burn about 100 calories every 8 to 10 minutes. And so you're thinking about burning those calories while you're improving your circulation, your coordination, your balance, your agility, your cardio. I mean, it's just, so it does such a combination of things in such a unique way that it amazes people, because once they do it, they will see the results if they're faithful with it.
Exactly. And you know, one of the things for me is that because I did lose 25 pounds doing the treadmill and combining the hula hoop and losing the inches off my waist, so that's my routine. But there's days that sometimes I have, I try not to do any morning meetings because my exercise comes first, but every once in a while I don't really have a choice. And I will do my hula hoop if I do nothing else all day. I will get my hula hoop fitness in, because that's a priority for me, because I know the difference that it has done for me. And, you know, one of the other things that I want to share with you is that I, at the audience, you know this story, but I have a women's group that meets once a month, and in that women's group, we help promote each other's businesses, and so we always hear stories and testimonies about how things are going. And one of our members is a play therapist. She helps kids with ADD and all sorts of different things. And she bought a big hula hoop from Amber and a child's hula hoop. And she came to me to tell me that it was absolutely amazing. The kids that she had using that were finally learning how to focus, because the hula hoop took focus, and they were determined that they would learn how to do that hula hoop. And I met one of the kids when she came to pick them up for me. So it was an amazing thing. And I have to tell you, Amber, when I gave her that one that you just generously gave me and said, here's another one for your group, she was so excited to have that.
Aww.
So it's not only just helping lose weight. It's not just fun, but it can be also a therapy for people that have things that we don't even know about that can make a difference in a child that struggles to maintain focus or to, you know, just have something they can accomplish. These kids felt such an incredible sense of accomplishment doing those hula hoops. They kids now got confidence. They got more self-esteem. Look at me. I can do this. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised. I have sold to so many people with autistic children. And, you know, them, what they have to say, how it affects the children and how happy they are. And it just, you know how many times I've cried when people have shared some stories. And so I've been amazed myself at all the different things the hoops have been able to do, the amazing fitness hoops for people. And I'm, you know, my goal is to compose a book of pictures of all the different things. Like, my husband used to do equestrian riding, and mm-hmm. when he would ride the horses to post, the trainer wanted them to be supple, and she recommended hula hooping, fitness hooping. And like I said, I mean, maybe your audience still might be trying to figure out the difference. The ones you buy in the store are so lightweight and plastic that once you're past 18, very few people can keep it up. You know, you
exactly.
can people, you know, past their 20s or something, and usually there's maybe 3 out of that 100 people that can still do a regular lightweight kids hula hoop. But you let me work with them and show them how to do a fitness hoop, and I would say 90 to 95% of them will be able to do a fitness hoop. And it's much more effective because of the weight of it. And so these children that, you know, some do have to focus more, and with that lightweight, it just makes it harder. So they're able to get it going easier and get more of a workout and think of it as fun.
Exactly. And you also, you've also met some very famous people. You did a retreat, was it in November, with a very celebrity, a country singer.
Yes.
And did you ever complete your country singing song? You were going to do a song?
You know what? We were working on a country song, and I'm still got some little different things I'm, you know, trying to change around a little bit. But I really do. I have so many goals, and I look to the future of finishing those goals. I would love to do a country video with fitness hooping because, you know, it starts out, keep your head up, don't look down. Well, that's the first thing I tell people, you know, when they're learning the hoop. Well, that's life.
Exactly.
You know? And there's every little thing I tell people about hooping all relates to life. And so I just can envision that, how fun that would be to have that, you know, taken place. Yeah, I've given Adrian Peterson of the Minnesota Vikings, number one running back. I've given Deion Sanders his fitness hoop. Reba McIntyre's sister, Susie, she said, I love it because she is so fit. She's into CrossFit, actually. So I'm thinking, what is she going to think about these hoops? Well, she did the hoops, and she posted on her Facebook. It was so cute after trying and saying, okay, the verdict's in. I love these puppies. And she has the hoops hanging in her workout room right where she will start sometimes her morning off hooping to get limber and flexible and get ready to get into some more of her lifting and things that she does.
That's amazing. And speaking of amazing, I think we can wrap the call up now. I think the audience has got a good idea of what you do and how you do it. And now we know to be listening for a country song from you. And we'd also like to know, how can our listeners, and listeners, this is not just men or women, as you've been listening. We now have a new hula hoop in the basement that my husband plans to start using because he's seen my results. And he sort of walked away from Weight Watchers and is focusing more on his exercise, which is going to be a very significant change for him. So if you're listening and you want to know Amber's information, she's going to give it to you right now. But also please know that if you go to thegailfoleyshow.com, you will find her information, her picture, her profile, and her link to her site on my site underneath guests. Imagine that. So go ahead, Amber, let them know how they
They're
can
so
get
clever.
In touch with you.
Yes, they can go to my website, Amazing Fitness Hoops, that's hoops, HOOPS.com. They can call me at 918-688-4669. And they can also shoot me an email at amber@amazingfitnesshoops.com if they have any questions. So I'm easy to get a hold of, love to talk about the hoops, so get in touch with me if you're interested.
All right. Thank you so much for this visit, Amber. I just so appreciate you. And for listeners, you will find my testimony on her website. You'll see me hooping. And I had a great deal of fun shooting that and sending that to Amber. And so we also have, I have a shirt that says Happy Hooper. I have to be very careful when I wear it because people do a double take. But I am a very happy hooper and very happy to have had you on the call today, Amber. So thank you so much. If you'll say goodbye, I'll say goodbye, and we'll wrap this up.
Yes,
bye-bye.
The pleasure's mine, and happy hooping, everyone. Goodbye.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.